Okay, we'll continue real quick where we left off in verse 6 and 7, and I'll pick up the pace real quick. In verse 6, it says, "Attend to my cry, pay attention, give heed, listen, for I am brought very low." And of course, he's brought very low, as we talked about, because of the men feeling alone and things of that nature, the people trying to take his life. But he says, "Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I." When I see that part, "stronger than I," we know David should be a confident man. He's a man of war, right? But one thing we think about David when he goes to God in prayer, he's not coming and boasting and being prideful. He's being humble. He's being meek. He understands that he needs someone to actually help him out. He says, "Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I." And I think this is very interesting when he says they're stronger than I. When I think back in Samuel, you remember whenever David had to defeat Goliath? And the first time that David went up to Saul and wanted to go defeat him, Saul says, "Hey, he's been a man of war all his life, but you're a youth. You shouldn't do this." And then it sounds like he's very confident. I'm not going to read all of it. But when you go back and look, David talks about, "Hey, when I was taking care of my father's sheep, there's this bear that came. I killed it. There's this lion that came. I have to make sure I got that. I killed it." You're starting to say, hey, David does seem kind of boastful and prideful. Then he talks about this David, or this Goliath, who defies the armies of the Lord. He says, "The Lord, me and the Lord, we're going to actually," I want to make sure I quote that right. Let me get this real quick. There it goes. "David said to Saul, your servant used," this is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34. "But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep your father's sheep. And then a lion and a bear came and took the lamb out of the flock." We're going to skip down to verse 36. He says, "Your servant has killed both lion and bear," still sounds prideful, "and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." But here's that answer in verse 37. "Moreover, David said, then the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistines." So we see where David's confidence and trust and hope is. It's not in itself, but it's still in the Lord when we see that in Psalm 142, verse 6, when it says, "For they're stronger than I." Think about, why would he say that? But in verse 7, he says, "Bring my soul out of prison." We know he's not in literal prison, but he might feel like it. He's in a cave. He's a fugitive. He's running. He's not where he wants to be. But he says, "Don't just get me out of this trouble, because I don't like this pressure." But there's a reason why he wants to get out of this affliction, out of this persecution. When you look at verse 7, he says that I may what? "I may praise your name, and the righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me." And when you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22, in verse 1 and 2, which you read at first, it said, "David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam," which he's at. But if you continue to read, it says this, "So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they left him there." No, it says they went down there to him. Seems like God answered his prayer. And verse 2, it says, "And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, so he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him." So even though at one point David felt like he was all alone, he had God. And not only he had God, God took care of him and brought men there. And one thing I want to say again in verse 7 is David wasn't saying, "Just get me out of this trouble, but I want to praise you. I want to tell everybody about you." And that goes with some of the Psalms that we read a little bit earlier. So my question to you tonight, are you in a cave? And what I mean by being in a cave, maybe you're in a cave not because of persecutors, but you're in a spiritual dark cave because you're hiding something. You don't want anybody to know what you're going through. Why aren't you talking to God about it? Why aren't you willing to repent and make the change? Why aren't you willing to do that so you can actually have hope? And so David, when he finishes verse, it says in verse 7, "For you shall deal bountifully with me." You're going to take care of me. You're going to requite what I need. And so that's one thing that we should think about also. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, but you understand and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that you do have sin in your life that you need to get rid of, things that you need to repent of in order to make it right so you can get out of that cave of darkness and come into the light because of that glorious gospel and being willing to repent and be able to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior and being the Son of God and be willing to be immersed in baptism so you might have forgiveness of sin and have true hope. Just like David came out that tunnel, he went in darkness, but he came out in the very end. The Lord took care of him. Whatever your needs are at this moment, please come forward as we stand and sing.